Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Geek Vibes Live.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of Geek Vibes Live Interview. I am your host, Tia Fabi, and today I will be interviewing a very special guest from the critically acclaimed film, The Purge. Today I'll be speaking with Reese Wakefield, otherwise known as Polite Leader. If you guys haven't seen any of The Purge movies, you definitely need to get on that and definitely watch The Purge, which is the first one, not to get confused with the first Purge, but The Purge came out about 5 years ago. It starred Ethan Hawke in it, and of course our guest, Reese Wakefield. It was really just a terrifying film that I don't think I've ever seen a concept for this before. I mean, just the whole premise of living in an America where once a year, it's okay for horrific crimes to happen. And we see in the first film, which is very different from the others, we have a family who is perfectly okay with the Purge. Ethan Hawke plays a character who supports the Purge, sees that it, you know, for what he thinks is a good thing. So anyway, I'm rambling. Let's welcome Reese. Reese, thank you so much for being here.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you again for agreeing to talk with me. I know it's really early where you are.
No, it's my pleasure. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in New York right now, so it's about 1 o'clock.
Ah, nice. A leisurely 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but thank you again. And, you know, so to kick this off, I just want to gush for just a moment. As I was explaining, I know that Ethan Hawke is a phenomenal actor and he's the main character, but I really feel that your character really just made the film as terrifying as it was. I mean, just seeing you in that first scene when you're standing outside the door, do you remember at all how you were feeling while you were filming that scene?
First of all, thank you. That's so kind, and that's really, really nice of you to say. I do sort of remember. It's such a whirlwind because, you know, I was a fairly young actor at that time in my career, and I remember being quite overwhelmed by acting opposite Ethan Hawke, who came up to me and said to me right before we started shooting, he was like, "Your character is my favorite in this movie. Like, you're part of the reason why I loved the script." And I was like, "Okay, no pressure." So I remember that. I mean, despite that being said, he was unbelievable and amazing and an incredibly respectful artist to work with. But I remember just trying to slow down everything right before it, actually, because I felt as though this guy, this character was the ultimate. He had all power in this moment, and that was kind of the thing he loved the most, like a conductor of a symphony almost. So I really enjoyed just owning my pauses, I think. So I tried to just slow down the world around me, and yeah, that was kind of it. I never thought it would become what it did.
And have you, by chance, seen the other Purge movies to kind of see where it's transformed to?
It's crazy. I've seen bits of the other Purge movies. I need to honestly sit down and like watch them all as a proper trilogy, especially now that there's the TV show that's coming out.
Right, absolutely.
It's a wild world. I really never anticipated that people would get so behind such a frightening subject matter.
People love horror movies.
Totally. I love horror. I loved horror growing up, so it was very cool to be a part of a horror movie.
What was your favorite horror movie growing up?
Scream, absolutely. Scream 1 and 2.
Classic.
I loved Poltergeist, and I also loved, this is kind of a point of contention, but I loved Halloween H2O with that ha it had Michelle Williams in it and Josh, the guy from, it was a really great movie. What are your favorite
I,
movies?
what are my favorite? I actually
Yeah.
really love the Nightmare on Elm Street
Oh,
films
amazing.
just because I thought Robert Englund was so amazing as Freddy Krueger. And I did see the remake that happened, oh gosh, within like the past 10 years. And I liked it, but I love the classics. I thought they were great. And even Freddy versus Jason, I liked a lot.
Oh, I've got to see
I
that
love.
actually. I will
You
so
haven't
watch
seen
that.
it?
No, I haven't. Freddy vs. Jason. I'm gonna check it out.
It's like I don't know, it's the Avengers of the horror films. No,
Right. Whatever gets you going.
it's a good movie, it definitely is. And I mean, keeping within the horror movie genre, I feel like we've gone from seeing stuff like Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and now we have all these like thought-provoking horror films like say the Purge movie. And I know that when you did it, it was the first one that we saw. So when you read the script, were you kind of like, wow, this is such a crazy concept that people within the movie are accepting something as horrific as the Purge?
Yeah, I really thought that it was a suspension of disbelief that was too high and too great for people to really get behind. The fact that, yeah, just normal citizens would accept this world where it's okay for massacres or terrible atrocities to happen and for us to all be okay with it the following day. I had no idea really how political that was until I saw the movie come together. I'm Australian. I grew up in a country where, gun laws are just different where I come from, and it's just been a very interesting conversation that sort of keeps coming up. But
It's
yeah,
definitely an interesting.
I certainly didn't think people would get behind them. I just thought they'd think all these characters were too monstrous to really like, but I think that's really why people liked it. It's like the scary side of all of us, maybe, that was explored.
I believe so as well. I think that's a really good point. You never know. Anyone is a good-looking, well-dressed person, but then all of a sudden on the Purge night, oof, watch out.
Right, exactly. These like incongruent character traits that we all are terrified to imagine that the person we think we know is actually a cold-blooded killer just under the surface. It's quite a scary prospect.
I know. Was there any really particularly challenging scene that you remember filming during your time?
I remember, I honestly, it was a very technical, like stupid element. It was the shooting of, I believe, when my character shoots his friend in the head, this like interrupting person. It was very technical because the way we shot it, we ended up having a bunch of hiccups with the purge, like additional little shots. And that was just a weirdly particular one. I think it was just because the blood needed to go out the right way, his reaction needed to be right, the camera needed to have a certain move. So, yeah, I wish I had a more thought-provoking answer.
Oh no, it's probably fine. I mean, it's been 5 years since the release of the Purge movie, and obviously this is what we're speaking about now, but in a whole, do you feel like people still kind of associate you with just...
I used to for a little bit, but weirdly not so much anymore. I am kind of surprised. I think with the advent of VOD and all these streaming services, people are able to get their hands on the more obscure movies that I've done that I used to sort of think were just, you know, in some black hole somewhere that no one would ever see. So it has been a curious thing in the more recent years where people have come up to me and sort of really wanted to talk to me about these obscure indie films that I've done that they sort of discovered through The Purge. So that's been a really interesting thing to experience.
I'll even say with myself, when I find an actor that I really like, I'll go digging for those really obscure films,
right,
if they were in something for 5 minutes and it got like a number two rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I still want to watch it because they're in it.
Yeah, see, I like your style. I do the same thing. I really like tracking people and seeing them sort of grow. So, yeah, it's been an interesting sort of evolution, I guess, as an artist.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, did you originally audition, like you saw it, you really wanted to work with this script, or was it something where the script was presented to you? I mean, how did that whole auditioning, if you can recall, how did that go? I'm trying to find a fancier word to say it, but...
No. With the Purge?
Yes.
I read it, and it was like this really wordy, big scene, and I was like, this character's pretty amazing, so I just dove right in, and I think I auditioned for it, like, the next day, so it was a lot of dialogue to learn. And then... they called me back in. I went back in to read with James DeMonaco, creator of it, who I love. I think he's such a talented person, and I can't wait to see the other worlds that he creates with his imagination. And I think Jason Blum as well was there, who I also think is a pretty cool guy. So it was really kind of easy. It was just these two auditions, and then I was on set like within no time, spouting these sociopathic lines.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
So you had mentioned earlier that you were a fairly young actor at the time that this happened. And you obviously are from Australia, so when did you come over here and realize that what you wanted to do was go into the world of acting?
I was lucky enough to work in Australia for a couple years, on this TV show there called Home and Away, which is this really wonderful training ground for an actor. And then I shot this movie called Sanctum, which was this American-Australian sort of produced film that James Cameron was a producer of. And so that's what kind of brought me over at first. And I think the first time I came here, I was 19. And I moved here officially, I think it was like 21. And I believe I was 22 or 23 when I did The Purge. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was like really just first film, first, official time, I guess, in the States. And now I was reading a little on your Wikipedia. You have some really exciting things coming up. You have True Detective and then your directorial debut for
yes.
Untitled Hollywood Hills Project.
Yes, that's right.
Would you mind kind of, going a little more detail into either or both?
No, of course. I'm really excited about the release of True Detective, which will be next year. It was such a pleasure, working with those people, that crew and that cast. They're all so, so incredibly talented. So I'm excited for that to be released. I think it's going to be quite special. And I very much enjoyed the character I was able to play. And then the film that I directed and wrote, it will be released next year. And I shot it last year, and we've been in post-production this year. And I'm really proud of it. It's a, It's a dark comedy about these two young men who make the realization that neither one of them has ever felt true fear, you know, like animalistic fear. And so over the course of this one night, they set out to trick each other into feeling it. And things, of course, go awry. And they accidentally murder one of their friends. And the rest of the movie is sort of about dealing with what the hell they do next. So it was really fun to do. I learned a lot on that, and I'm excited to apply it.
That sounds amazing. I'm really excited to see that. I love the premise of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I can't wait, honestly, to get it out there and have people see it. I think Nick Cannon plays the lead, and he is so spectacular. I can't wait for people to be just reminded how good he is as an actor, as well as all the other things that he is excelling at. So I'm really excited for that.
Oh, that's great. And that's going to be released in the States here?
Yes, that'll be released in the States.
Oh, I'm really excited to see that. That sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait for you to see it.
That's awesome. And so, before I let you go, I have one question that I put on my paper, and I was like, maybe I'm not going to ask it, but I'm going to ask it just because we've had such a great conversation. In The Purge, going back, your character's name is Polite Leader. And again, very silly question, but did you give your character a name at all, or did you keep within that you're just the Polite Leader?
That is a funny question. I appreciate you asking. I didn't give him a name exactly, because I did like this kind of vagueness of this, like, this foreign kind of monster who's just shown up out of context. But I did write, and I usually do this for every character, I write like a backstory of memories and sort of defining points in this person's life that may or may not have shaped how they are at this point when we meet them. And he had a very colorful and backstory that I'll probably never tell anyone, but I very much enjoyed writing his. It informed some dark and terrifying little bits. In the same way that I think was really helpful for The Grandson, the film the film I have coming out tomorrow on VOD, it was sort of like I was able to just create this character through the memories. And it was really fun.
Oh, that's great. I love that. I love hearing like how into it that you get and how you really submerge yourself into the characters. That's awesome. And it makes for really great acting, and us fans, as we're watching it, we appreciate to see that kind of dedication.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Seriously.
Well, thank you so much, Reese, again, for taking time out of your busy day to, you know, speak with me, give me more insight on you and your character, and I'm really looking forward to you on True Detective and your upcoming film.
Yes, likewise. And I really want people to check out The Grandson, which comes out tomorrow on VOD.
I'm definitely going to check that out and most likely do a review on it.
Hey, very cool. I look forward to reading it.
Thank you. Thank you again, Reese. And for those who are listening, thank you again for tuning in to Geeks Vibes Live, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, thanks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.